All right, speaking of restaurants, as officials move to halt the transmission of the coronavirus, many states are moving to close public spaces where community spread can occur. Restaurants and bars in our region are already starting to feel the impact of these new restrictions. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth brings us this report.
Since the outbreak of COVID-19 in Arkansas last week, many restaurants and bars in the region have had to shift operations and enact new measures to help reduce the spread of the virus. Yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson directed all restaurants to suspend dine-in seating and to only allow pickup and to-go options. The governor made the announcement yesterday after confirmed positive cases of the coronavirus jumped to 62 in Arkansas.
It is clear to me that we do have increasing community spread. And whereas before it was primarily based upon travel, geography of where they have traveled to and back to Arkansas, but we did have one instance of community spread, and now there's more than just one.
And the governor says these new restrictions are paramount to limiting that spread. Earlier this week, Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan had placed stricter regulations on restaurants and bars, reducing capacity to at least 50%, moving seating to up to 6 feet, and limiting groups to less than 10 people. But now, with dining options out of the picture, restaurants are having to readjust. Fayetteville-based coffee company Arcega's operates 5 cafes in the city. Now only 2 remain open, a drive-through location and its cafe on Church Avenue and Center Street, which had already cut back to to-go orders only by Tuesday.
1422.
General Manager Sarah Cumston says the cafe is doing its part to remain open responsibly.
We're washing our hands all of the time. we're wiping down the counters about every 20 minutes, the door handles about the same interval. We have a great big door that we're just keeping open. We're asking customers, like somebody just came in and said, you know, there's no tables, but can we stand? And I was like, no, I'm really sorry, but we can't let you do that. And just like trying to respect a safe distance. And anytime you've like, you know, we're sterilizing the register in between customers. But if you've touched the register, or especially if you've touched money, go ahead and wash your hands for the full 20 seconds. Do a Clorox wipe, then go over to the toast. We're disinfecting the cutting boards more often, like during the shift.
She says the company did have to lay off some staff in order to cut operation cost, but also to allow some employees to draw unemployment income in the meantime.
We were able to keep enough staff to keep the doors open and allow the people who want to quarantine to have some income during that time, and also assure them that their job is here for them when they get back.
Lisa Perkayesta, who owns Kana Indian Grill in Fayetteville with her husband, says they are still open and trying to navigate the changes as they come.
We are a business that operates on very low margins and fortunately have a really tight and friendly staff, and we have a lot of camaraderie among ourselves. And so we talk about it every day, and we have seen a drop in a business, but not enough to make us go out of business.
Kana is offering drive-through and pickup services and also has an online option for customers to place their order. Perkayesta says she, like many other restaurant owners, is worried about revenue, but also food supply.
We know that at some point there will be impact in the supply chain, but for now we have all the ingredients we need to not change our menu, to just carry on.
In Bentonville, hospitality management group Rope Swing was one of the first to close its restaurants, Preacher's Son, Press Room, Louise, and 2 other spaces it operates in the 8th Street Market, which all ceased service on Monday. CEO Kurt Berman says because of the company's financial support from investors, its restaurants have more stability than many other locally owned businesses.
Our decision was based not only on closing the restaurants when we felt there was a right to do so, but also closing them early enough that we would ironically be able to help support the other locally owned small restaurants that were out there that were trying to stay open as long as possible. And some of them are still open at the moment, trying to do to-go or curbside delivery. We felt that by us staying open longer than was necessary is actually harming some of those other smaller businesses that were trying to stay open longer.
At the moment, Rope Swing is able to support their staff, including tipped workers, with regular paychecks. But Berman says that could change.
Our goal is to try and not have to lay anyone off. And obviously that would depend on how long the situation remains as it is. We really are hopeful that the situation will resolve itself. But obviously if that doesn't happen, then obviously we would need to make some decisions based on how we can maintain our team as long as possible without having to lay anybody off.
Berman says his restaurants are trying to support the community by donating food to the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank and by supporting other local bars and restaurants.
One thing I am sure about is that when we do open, it's going to be a very unusual situation that none of us, and by us, I mean the restaurant community at large in this region, have ever experienced. I think together the restaurants and bars in this region will work together when we're ready to reopen to ensure that we can all open.
But until then, service workers and owners are trying to brace for the worst. Back at Arcega's, Sarah Cumston pulls an espresso shot. She says the cafe is already having to cut back some hours.
Yesterday we made the decision to go from being open 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday, to being open 7 to 3. We're also taking our temperatures at clock in. And if anyone has a temperature of 100 or above, then they have to go home. They can't work that day.
Many owners say one way patrons can support their local businesses is to purchase gift cards so the restaurants can get some revenue now while business is slow. And Cumston says she's seen how many customers want to support local restaurants, bars, and cafes like hers.
People have been asking us, like, how we're feeling about being at work, and there's a kind of a community aspect of staying open in a time like this, and it's nice to be able to provide some normalcy and let people keep just a little part of their routine and, you know, give people a little smile and a little, like, everything's going to be okay, fellow citizen.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.